Most public artworks tend to stay in place while people walk around them. Think of the recent rhinoceros sculpture at Astor Place this summer. But you can take a ride around the New York Harbor this summer on a work of public art. Taba Auerbach's Flow Separation is a dazzled New York City fireboat, the John J. Harvey, which has been repainted in a truly dazzling red and white pattern. It's a project of the New York City Public Art Fund in collaboration with 1418 Now, the United Kingdom's public art commemoration of the centenary of World War I. The fireboat has been docked at various piers around the city. It's currently at the Hudson River Park's Pier 25, where it's open to public tours and free rides on weekends. I'm happy to welcome the project's curator, Emma Enderby, to our show to tell us about it. Hello, welcome.
Thank you so much.
So what's the history of this? Who decided that it was a good idea to dazzle a boat in the New York Harbor?
Sure. So 1418 Now, our co-commissioners in London, they had been dazzling vessels in the UK, about four dazzled vessels.
And dazzled is a term from World War One. Describe that.
Yeah. So dazzle is this extremely kind of little known history, but also very much part of art history. It was invented, it was a technique invented by an artist called Norman Wilkinson in 1914, and really at the height of the war.
By the British?
He was a British artist. And at the height of the war, there were approximately like eight ships being sunk a day, passenger ships, warships.
Being sunk by U-boats?
Being sunk by German U-boats, yes, crossing the Atlantic. And he came up with this idea or this technique, really working also with a biologist, that was known as dazzle. And it was a type of camouflage, kind of typical, like bold intersecting forms and patterns, various different colors. And the kind of concept, it's similar to the way that like a zebra's patterns works, mm-hmm. and that it confuses the eye. So at the time, the way that these boats were being targeted was optically by kind of a device, kind of a viewfinder that mm-hmm. people would look at on the German U-boats, where you had to kind of bring two images together to make a whole. And the idea was that this kind of dazzled vessel would be confusing. You wouldn't necessarily be able to orientate it in the water, see what direction it was going in, where the front or the back was.
Because you're relying on the human eye back then. This is all analog.
This is no radar, no sonar. Yeah. So this was all on the human eye. So it's an interesting type of camouflage because it wasn't really about hiding. It was more about confusing.
Scrambling.
Yeah, or outsmarting your enemy. And it was interesting because it was also very much connected to the most avant-garde art movements mm-hmm. at the time. Norman Wilkinson kind of drew on, the cubists, the futurists, the vorticists, who were kind of painting with this type of abstraction within their work. And that kind of connects to that history as well.
So there's this commemoration of World War One in Britain, in the UK, they reached out to the Public Art Fund in New York City?
Yeah, so, well, it's kind of has a kind of a longer history to that I was working on an exhibition, on a vorticist exhibition, which is kind of the UK little-known avant-garde movement, akin to the futurists and the cubists, etc. Uh-huh. And those artists, like one of them in particular, Edward Wadsworth, went on to actually coordinate the dazzling of thousands of ships because mm-hmm. he applied his own idea of painterly abstraction onto a vessel. And I learned about that history, and I remember seeing one of these dazzled vessels by 1418 Now, and I was like, ah, I know what that is. It's dazzle. And started speaking with Jenny, who's at 1418 Now, and we started talking about how important it would be to bring a dazzle ship to New York. Also because this history is not confined to the UK. When mm-hmm. the US joined the war effort,
they also dazzled the ships?
They also dazzled. I think the story goes that Norman Wilkinson, the inventor, kind of rode into New York on the Hudson River on a dazzled vessel to kind of wow everyone into this. And so the US Navy started also dazzling ships right in New York, some down at the Brooklyn Navy Yard as well.
But you're commemorating this with a fireboat. That's not exactly a warship. Why did you decide to do the John J. Harvey fireboat? It's a retired fireboat anyway.
Yeah. So all of the vessels that have been previously dazzled are kind of unlike, some of them kind of unlikely vessels. a colleague of mine, we kind of took to the water to kind of find the right vessel. I think I rode every single boat that there is on the Hudson River. And for us, just, you know, the history of the John J. Harvey, it is a non-for-profit in its own right. It was mm-hmm. a fireboat built in 1931, decommissioned in the 90s, was going to be sold for scraps, and then it was essentially saved. And
Some people who bought it at auction.
Yeah, bought it at auction and have been sort of maintaining and running it, having it as a museum, offering free rides to the public. And it just felt like their ethos and everything they were about was so akin to the Public Art Fund. Mm-hmm. Public Art Fund's been bringing free public art to New York for over 40 right. years. And it just felt like a great synergy between the two organizations.
This boat is also kind of famous. I mean, if you've been around New York in the summer, you've probably seen it spurting, you know, the water pumps as it goes by, you know, the parks along the waterfront. Yeah. But it's a children's book. There's a children's book because of its role in 9/11.
Yes, yeah.
My editor, Julianne Welby, she told me that's how she introduced her son to 9/11 was by reading this children's book about how this boat came out of retirement to help put out the fires.
Yeah, it did. As they've told me, they kind of all rushed down to the fireboat, the volunteers, weren't entirely sure if it was even going to work or pump water, and then took it to Lower Manhattan and pumped water for 80 hours. So,
yeah, that's really cool. So why'd you ask Taba Auerbach to dazzle the boat? Tell us about her work, because I know she's from San Francisco and she lives in New York now. I don't know, does she have any affinity to the harbor because of those two cities, or what made you pick her and her work for this?
Sure. So, I mean, it was really thinking about, you know, at the time, this kind of connection between these dazzle vessels and the most kind of avant-garde painters of the time, and thinking, you know, who now is working in a similar vein within the medium of painting. And Tauber has always been an artist that has kind of challenged that perception of abstraction, thinking about sort of mathematics, form, color, dimensionality. All of that is woven into her work. So it felt like that she'd be such an interesting artist to tackle this historic idea. Also, she's a very process-driven artist, and I was so intrigued as to think, how would she get to her mm-hmm. dazzle design, which was sort of, I mean, it was incredible the way that how she got to that point.
Well, we're going to get there in a moment, but this is radio, so let's describe this boat a little bit. It's red and white, the dazzling. Mm-hmm. It's different patterns. And I rode the boat on Sunday, and I asked some of the passengers what they thought it resembled.
It looks like a lobster, or at least like these swirly candy, you know?
True.
I think it looks like a candy cane.
I kind of think it looks a little bit like an enamel plate, you know, like camping plates that have an enamel speckling on it. That would be my take on it.
Not long. I thought it was some different interpretation of fire safety colors and taking those and making them into something beautiful.
Those were the voices of Emmy DeMeau from Montreal and 7-year-old Frederick Douglass Stark with Katie Douglas and Wendy Stark. They're from Brooklyn. So what do you think, Emma? Are they right?
I love that. That was great. Apparently one of the captain of the Circle Line said it was like the John J. Harvey had gone through a blender.
Well, I asked the captain what he thought about it. This is Huntley Gill. Now, he's among the people who bought the boat at auction from the fire department back in the 1990s, and they've been letting people ride on it for free ever since, as you talked about, because they want people to appreciate the harbor. And he told me he was a little surprised by the dazzling idea, but he's really into it now.
Taba is sort of a genius. Look at this boat. It's unbelievable. It's really, we're looking pretty good. The comments on the water have been a little interesting.
Like, comments on the water?
Yeah, you know, on Channel 13 from other big boat guys, one guy kind of last week said, "Hey, looks like they tried to make it look like a Coca-Cola can." And another guy said, "Yeah, but it works."
I thought of a scrunched up Coca-Cola can when I saw it with the red and white, or maybe like an exploding Colgate toothpaste mm-hmm. tube. Are those colors, they were the colors of the fireboat, right?
Yeah.
So the artist, she chose to keep the original colors?
She chose to work with the two colors of the fireboat, yes, red and white.
And how did she do this to the ship? Because did she do it alone or with a whole team? Because the entire ship is painted this way.
It was a huge process. I mean, the way she got to the design in the first place, you know, she thought about the fact that this was a fireboat. You know, all vessels, all things that move through water create kind of patterns behind them. And then thinking that water actually runs through the fireboat itself, how could she incorporate the idea of fluid dynamics into the work?
So it's not going to be like an old-fashioned dazzled ship with the geometric shape. She was playing off the water.
Exactly, yeah. And got to the pattern through the process of marbling, sort of.
Ah.
Yeah, when you put inks and or, you know, paints into a liquid bath, kind of pull a comb through those and you create kind of a fluid dynamic, and then transferring that onto paper. And she maybe she marbled, you know, hundreds of pieces of paper before she selected the right design. So that's how she made the design. And then it was a huge process finding anyone that actually would realize that. You know, we're giving this 2D image. It's a flat image of the design on the John J. Harvey. How do you transfer that onto this boat with all of these different angles, perspectives? And in the end, we found a company called Infinite Scenic. It was a group of scene painters, a woman-run company.
Makes sense. Yeah.
And they took on the challenge. And we took the boat down to Cadell's, the dry dock, took it out of the water for about a month. And meticulously, they worked hand-painting the entire vessel.
Huntley Gill, the captain, said, you know, the good thing is they're going to get a new paint job out of this at the end. They're also going to strip it and restore the original colors. How long is it going to be dazzled?
It'll be dazzled until mid-May of 2019, and then we will, I guess, de-dazzle.
De-dazzle.
Yeah.
And how long can people ride it this summer?
Through the beginning of October.
Of October. Yeah. And you can sign up on the web, or because I know there are like standby lists to get on this.
So you can get your tickets online through publicartfund.org. But also we've been getting a lot of standbys, and most people have been getting on. So I do recommend, if you can't get a ticket, check the schedule and just go along and see if you can get
it's going to be moving around too.
Yes, it's going, and it's also going up upstate as well at one point.
There's a tugboat race that's joining.
It's joining a tugboat race. I've been
Busy boat.
Yeah.
And then is it going to join any other dazzled boats, or it'll just be the one of its kind?
Well, interestingly, when it goes upstate, it's going up, and it's going to end at Albany, where they have the Dazzled Slater, which is an original dazzled vessel. And so we're going to pull up the fireboat next to the Slater, and they'll say hello.
Will you ask people, like, which is cooler?
Yeah. Very different dazzle designs, as you can imagine.
Not all of them can, you know, pump the fire water, you know. It was kind of fun when they turned that on, you know. And it's just fun to be on the harbor, you know. They said that Huntley Gill said, like, what he likes is the Public Art Fund is bringing new visitors to this boat.
Yes, yeah. It's been so amazing. And just to see people's reaction and just hear them now as well, it really has kind of connected our audiences to the water as well, and to that community.
You think it's getting a new crowd to check out?
I think so.
This fireboat?
Yeah, a lot of people that not necessarily so familiar with that. You know, I, for one, wasn't, not being from New York. And I think it's connecting a whole new kind of community of those that are actually interested in art now, also kind of interested in the fireboat.
Yeah. They were selling little merch there on the ship. Nothing with the dazzling, though. It was all about the history of the ship.
Yes, yeah.
And so what's up next for you guys and for the artist? I hear she doesn't do interviews, so we didn't have her on the show. Yeah. We have you to speak for her, but what's coming up next?
I believe Tauba's very busy. I think she's kind of back in the studio. As you imagine, all those kind of months taken out working and actually painting every day on that fireboat.
How many months did it take her?
Well, it took us about a month to paint it, and she was there really every day working with the scene painters. But up to that point, just us going out to Cadell's, us going to the paint, you know, it was a whole sort of huge process. And for Public Art Fund right now, we just opened a Bevertz exhibition.
A what?
An artist called Bevertz.
Okay.
At City Hall Park. So I recommend everyone going to see that.
Sculpture?
Sculpture, yes.
I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, it's great.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much. I've been speaking with curator Emma Enderby about Flow Separation. It's a work of art on a fireboat by Tauba Auerbach that you can visit on the Hudson River. And it's open until October 7th?
It is October 7th, yes.
So you can go online if you want to get the tickets. And then there's also standby availability, but only on weekends.
Only on weekends. But although the tours end October 7th, she is going to go up to Pier 66 and stay there until May. So you'll be able to see her from the side.
Her meaning the ship.
All right. Yes, the John J. Harvey, yeah.
Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.